What's going on? It's Bertrand, and today I want to talk about listening to the voice within you. Today I had a great conversation with my therapist. We were talking about African spirituality, Christianity, Islam, just different religions and what they believe and how that affects me, my family, and what is going to be my new belief? What intrigues me and what's my belief, right? I was raised in a primarily Christian household. You can say I was raised in the Bible Belt, but without being in the Bible Belt. So that was great. However, then getting older, questioning and looking at different things and understanding the world for myself, what did I want to believe now, right? Not what was force-fed to me, but what do I want to believe? And that was very interesting, that conversation. And then we really got into, I won't say the metaphysical, but the spiritual aspect of African spirituality says that we all have God within us. Heaven and hell is right here in the mind. You can choose to be good or you can choose to be bad, right? And even the Nation of Islam teaches that God and the devil were both in heaven. And heaven is in the mind right here. And the earth, you can choose to live in heaven or hell. But that's not what I really want to talk about. That's what I really want to share with you. Something that she said was really interesting was how the Buddhists or Eastern philosophy will call it chi. Here in the West, we can call it the Holy Spirit. You've probably heard terms like consciousness. You've probably heard that little voice within you. That's your conscious, or some people regard it as the God within you, whatever your religion calls it. But she said this week, she wants me to notice that voice even more. And you probably have been going down a street to go home, and your street, and that voice within you tells you to take a left. And for some reason, you just really need to take a left, right? And instead of taking that left, you take a right. I usually take a right to go home, and then you get stuck in traffic. And if you wouldn't take that left, you would have got home sooner, but whatever. That voice within you. And a lot of times we don't trust that voice, right? We look for external validation from other people. We might have a great idea and we're like, man, I need to call somebody and validate this idea for me. And perfect example I can give you today, we're at Whole Foods dropping some Amazon returns and I was getting out the parking garage and it's on an incline. So you can't really see what's coming to the left or right if pedestrians are going by. And I, in the moment, something told me like, you know what, go slow just in case if somebody goes by because there's something in me, I was just telling me someone's going to come by. And literally, I was just creeping up. And the minute I almost got to the top, I saw a man walking through. And I just noticed that voice within me was talking to me, telling me like, hey, go slow. However you want to take that. But there's different moments throughout the day when there's that voice within you that tells you, do this, do that. That's your highest self. I call it your highest self taking care of you, regarding you, right? And this goes back to another podcast episode where I said that there's a voice, there's a side of you that hates you, right? That's that chaotic side of you, that thrill-seeking side of you that really doesn't care. It's almost like a child, just always wants pleasure. And there's that side of you that, you know, loves you and we want to make sure that you get to your highest self. And what I want to challenge you is I want you to be aware of your higher self. Be aware of your consciousness, of what it's telling you, how it's telling you to act and do different things, right? And be aware. Is this your chaotic side talking or is this your higher self talking? But every time your higher self is talking, just become aware of that and see where it takes you and what is it stopping you from or what is it telling you to head towards, right? Just take note of that and become more aware. And just by bringing your awareness to it, you're going to grow as a person. You're going to notice different things about yourself, right? I can't tell you what you're going to notice because I don't know where you are. We're all on a different journey right now. So with that being said, just be aware of what that voice is telling you and hope you have a great day. Trust me, it's only going to get better from here. All right. Peace.